Absolutely.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. First off, I'd like to welcome all the new members. Looking forward to working with everyone. I think we have a great couple of years coming up. We have a lot of activity coming, and I think you're all going to be excited about what's going to be moving forward. So I'm going to call this meeting to order. Can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. So I get roll call.
Samantha Bergen. He called, she's absent. Christopher Carloni, he called, he's going to be absent. Jennifer DeRoche?
Here.
Robert Fort?
Here.
Michael Gray? He has called. He's going to be absent as well. Kristen Mancini-Wright?
Here.
Holly Orzetti?
Here.
Rose Pertoso? Rose Pertoso?
She's muted.
You have to on the bottom left of your screen. You have to unhit the mute so that it doesn't have an X on it, or hit the space bar and talk. The record should reflect that Ms. Pertoso is on the meeting, but she's muted, so we'll wait for her to... Jeff Willis?
Here.
Mark, can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Rose is here. Jeff, you're here, right? That wasn't you barking, was it?
No, it's not me barking. I am here.
Okay, good. It's getting late, so dinner's calling, I know, for me too, so I might start barking myself. Roberto Santos.
Here.
Okay. All right. Members of the board and Mr. Mayor, there are seven members present, so you do have a quorum present.
Okay. Mark, would you take the honors? We're going to do the swearing in.
Okay. I believe the only two members that have not been sworn as who are present are, well, the only two members who have not been sworn are Rose Pertoso and Robert Forte. So, Rose, do you have a camera on your phone, on your computer?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. So then if you both raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will uphold the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Connecticut, the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Derby, so long as you are a citizen thereof? And do you solemnly swear that you will faithfully execute, according to law, your duties as a member of the Board of Apportionment and Taxation of the City of Derby for the 21-23 term to the best of your abilities, so help you God?
I do.
Congratulations.
I do.
All right.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
All right. Welcome.
Seven sworn members.
All right. So number five, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak?
Actually, there's number four was the additions, deletions, and corrections to the agenda.
Oh, my bad. All right, addition number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. Do we have any?
I'll make the motion.
Make motion to adopt?
Yes.
From Rob, do I have a second?
I second that.
I'll second.
Holly, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Third and last call. Anybody from the public? Hearing none, we're going to move to number six, adoption of Robert's Rules. I have a motion to accept Robert's Rules for the meetings for the vote.
So for the benefit of the new members, the Roberts rules are the standard meeting operating procedures that most of the boards and commissions operate under. There are different Roberts rules as the probably the most widely used for these type of meetings. So it's a tradition adopts that as their operating procedure.
Okay. I'll make the motion to accept it.
All right, Rose, do I have a second?
A second.
I'll second.
Second from Holly. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Number seven, we're going to
Mr. Mayor, if I may, just for the new members, just to go back to item number four, we'll have some training for FOI, Freedom of Information, and so forth, but just procedurally, just so you're aware of it, that there's three types of meetings: regular meetings, special meetings, and emergency meetings. So the regular meetings are the thing that you'll be considering on item number eight, and that's a schedule that's posted at the beginning of the year that lets everybody know when your regular meetings are. So once it's been posted for 30 days, the difference between a regular meeting and a special meeting is at a regular meeting, if you had to add something to the agenda the night of the meeting, you could do it as long as you had a 2/3 of the board or those members present agreed to do that. Otherwise, the main agenda has to be posted 24 hours before the meeting. And sometimes there might be ads or changes or corrections, so that's why that item is there. If you're having a special meeting, it's only to consider the items that would have been on the agenda posted 24 hours in advance of the meeting. Sorry, just trying to orient, because I know there's a lot of new members here.
Yep. No, thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mayor.
All right, so number seven, election of a chairperson.
I'd like to nominate Jeff Polis.
Okay, I have a nomination for Jeff Polis. Do I have a second?
A second.
Holly? Okay, do I have any other nominations? All right, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so carried. Jeff, congratulations.
Thank you, everyone.
And I will turn the meeting over to you, sir.
Given my first meeting, I appreciate everybody. I was looking through the agenda, Mark. I do want to just suggest one thing. I'll speak for myself here as a new member. I was reading through the minutes from November's meeting. I saw Judy had offered like a intro class. To get everybody kind of acclimated, I would love to arrange something like that. I know I could benefit from it. Maybe we can make it voluntary so the committee members that have been on for years don't have to do it, but I know I would appreciate that.
Same.
I agree.
Same for me too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We would definitely want to get that started. Jeff, we will be in touch with all the board members. And I'll be in touch with Mark, and we will line that up.
Thank you. And then from the procedural thing, Mark, the only thing I was going to ask about the Roberts rules, is there somewhere we can find that on, is it like something I could just Google and have a copy of that floating around so we manage the meetings correctly?
Yes. It's online. If you type Roberts rules, it's probably 200 pages, the whole book, but the basics of it, I think I have a cliff notes, for lack of a better.
Okay.
They have like a summary sheet that kind of goes over during the introduction. We can go over that too.
They have like a Reader's Digest version of that. So.
Okay. I'm sure Judy's class would help too. So.
Yes. All right, you got number eight now. Go for it.
All right, pulling up the agenda. Sorry, folks, just bear with me here. So a Agenda item number 8, adoption of meeting schedule for 2022. Mark, I think you mentioned it would be the third Monday of every month at 6 o'clock. Is that, are we in favor of that? Could I have a motion?
I have a motion to have it at 6 o'clock on the third Monday of the month.
Yep, and I second.
Can we vote? All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, and Mark, will I be responsible to send out the invite, or will that be coming from you?
It'll be coming from City Hall. There will, you, typically, it used to come from the finance office, but we're trying to work out how that's going to proceed in the future. So that with the Zoom, what we'll try to do is send out a calendar invite, so you'll have it right in your calendar. It'll be the same login information for every meeting for the tax board.
Okay.
And then I asked with the caveat that for January and February, it be the day after the holiday, because we're closed on the third Monday. For January is Martin Luther King, and the third in February is President's Day. So we could adjust that. If you give me the flexibility to adjust that based on everybody's schedule, so that
do we have to vote on that? I mean, I'm fine with that.
As long as I stated it before, I'm sorry, but I didn't repeat it here. But if, as long as everybody's understanding, then we'll post it that
way. Are we all on board with that?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I know you're new to it, so the in terms of schedule wise, the past few years when there were the budget deliberations, they were done on Tuesday nights. So you don't have to decide that right now, but it will be coming up pretty much like in February. Maybe I could, if you want, I could send out like a doodle poll to see which day of the week works. Like Mike Gray works on Monday nights, so it's a little difficult for him on Mondays, but the Tuesdays did work for him for the budget meetings.
So, okay.
I don't know, but we have so many new members, so we have to check and see what days, if either one of those, is Monday or better or than Tuesday. I don't, that's up to you. But we can send that out to make sure that everybody's that, and that would be primarily February, March, and April, say.
Okay. And those are in addition to our regular meetings anyway, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So moving on to agenda item number 9, approval of the minutes from the November 15th meeting. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? I don't know if everybody's received them. They were in Mark's email from this afternoon.
Is everybody there? So we have to figure out.
Oh, so from the, I believe Robert was there. I don't know if anybody else was on the meeting in attendance at that point.
I don't have it in front of me. Was Rose also there?
I think Rose, Jen.
Yes, Rose was there as well. Yep.
Yeah, so it'll probably be appropriate that those two make the motion.
I'll make the motion, Jeff.
Thank you, Robert.
I'll second it, Rose. This is Rose. I'll second it.
Thank you, Rose.
Welcome.
Okay. So, Mark, agenda items 10 and 11, 12, these look like more of our budgeted items. Do you want to take us through these and instead of me kind of directing this part here?
I actually would yield to the finance director.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Hi, I'm new here too, pretty new. I only had like 2 or 3 meetings with the Board of Taxation, so I'm getting flavor how to prepare these agenda items. And I know that quite often we cannot get the quorum, so I hope we can work, I can work with Jeff before meetings, making sure we have enough people at the meeting. My number 10 is a retirement line item from the budget. The way how I structured this, this can be referenced to a specific line item in our city budget. And what I'm seeing right now, and I know what happened, that we are not having enough money in this specific line item because for a few years, we kind of forgot to fund 401 for employees. And I'm trying to make this happen. And also putting other fires at the same time. So in my memo, I explain why this line item is needs additional funding from working balance because we do have a contingency lines set at the budget at certain levels so we can use when we have emergency unforeseen situation like this. So it's kind of self-explanatory. I need just to make sure we can use this working balance to cover about 2-3 years of unfunded 401 so employee can use it.
So if I may, just on behalf of the board, the members, so you're asking for basically 51,000. That's gonna go what, to a separate line item?
No, it's transfer to. First line should be transferred to account. So this
so
has to
come
be
from the work. So if may I, if I may, Mr. Chair. So when we talk about the working balance.
Yes.
When we speak about the working balance, so basically the working balance is kind of our unappropriated funds. It's basically like your checking account that's not been appropriated for other expenses. You'll see when you get a budget printout, everything else is in a specific line item that's already been approved by the tax, you'll eventually approve when you approve the budget, a line item, a specific line item. So, but the working balance and the special working balance are two separate accounts. It's like kind of like money that's been unallocated in the case of emergencies or in the case of expenses that were not anticipated at the beginning of the year. Or they might have been anticipated, but the specific amounts were not finalized at the time of the budget. So that's basically it's taking it out of like a undesignated line and putting it into this line. So it should be the first thing should say transfer to account.
Exactly, transfer to this line from this line. It's all both lines are in the budget. Are not in special checking account on the same budget. The budget usually is closed by balancing. We're using contingency lines to get the missing piece of money.
So it's not adding any budget. This is just a transfer to pay for
it's
that.
A just transfer.
Right, the money exists. Yeah, so I'm sorry to interrupt. So just to understand it correctly, the money exists. It's just we're reallocating it for this purpose.
Correct.
Okay. And do we need to change the language on the line there, Mark, before we, is there something that we have to vote on for that?
It should say transfer to account 2300-270-272. Because it looks like you're transferring it from.
Right.
Would be like
yeah, I think when Louise was putting this in, she just, yeah, it wasn't. And then 11 and 12 is the same way. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that there was what was requested,
two.
What the intent was correctly approved.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we go to the next one?
So no. So yeah. So what you need is a motion to approve the transfer. And
sure.
Just so pursuant to section your section of the charter, I had it memorized, but then we changed the charter last year, so the numbers changed. But on the tax board, you need 7 affirmative votes to transact any business. So anytime you act, except for like, I'll say electing the chair, which was unanimous anyway, but it has to be 7 votes in order for it to pass. So in this case, you need everybody to vote in favor. So the motion would be to approve the transfer from 8400 390 390, the working balance in the amount of 25,297.0 8-2, account number 2300-270-272, to accommodate the request that's before you.
Mark. I'm looking crooked. I don't see in the summary here, I don't see a account number 8400 anywhere. I could just be looking crooked.
Though.
Is it there and I'm not seeing it?
The 8400 budget is at the end of the I don't know if she sent you a budget, a full budget printout. But 8400 is at the end. So basically that's
I don't
like,
have it. Can you tell me what page it is?
I don't think it's in the, it was not in the packet. It,
yeah, okay.
Then no, it wasn't in the packet. It's page 2 of the
page
agenda.
Page 15.
Yeah, but they don't have that, Agatha.
We didn't, I did send out 214 report. No? Okay.
In the full budget, it's at the end, so that's why it's 84. That's
yeah, it's a last page on 214 report. I thought I sent this out.
Mark, do we have to legally change the wording on these first before we do a vote?
No, I think you could take the motion there. The transfer is there. It just was a typo.
Mr. Chairman, Roberto Santos, may I make a suggestion here to clarify some information with regard to the first line? Is that the city 401k or 401A?
401A.
Okay. Just wanted
it's a similar, but it's a different type of products.
Thank you for the clarification.
So, Mark, it's a Robert's question. We're okay to vote on this with the typo, as long as we're all clearly understanding what we're being voting on?
Correct. If the motion is made that way and everybody understands it, then that's sufficient.
Okay. So, will someone like to make that motion?
I'll make the motion to transfer from account 8400-390-0390 to account number 2300-270-0272, the amount of $25,297.08.
Second?
Second that.
When you make or second a motion, please state your name too so we can get it for the record.
Oh, sorry. Holly Rossetti, second that.
Okay, now we have to vote. We have to have the 7 affirmative votes, correct, Mark?
Correct.
Okay, so all in favor, how do we take it?
A voice vote. If you're in favor, signify by saying aye, and then if anybody's opposed, and if there is somebody opposed, then we'll take a roll call to indicate the
okay. Elections. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion passed. Apologies for the procedural the bumpy road here. We'll get through it.
No problem. That's what we're here for.
An education for everybody, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So Agatha will take us through the next point 11.
This is a police department grant reimbursement money. We didn't budget for it. But we apparently find out lately that we're receiving, so we can offset our overtime, police overtime, towards specific activities. So this is good story. I have to increase budget because wasn't originally planned to be, you know, receive this. So we just need to increase revenue and kind of increase our amount of expenditure to be spent towards this. So. It's a increase of both budgets, revenue and expenditure. So for example, series of 6,000 series are revenues. And I actually created this new miscellaneous grants. We're receiving quite often small grants, new grants, which are not substantial and may not be reoccur next year. So I'm putting them in miscellaneous intergovernmental grants And this is one of the examples of new grant, use it, receive, and apply to your budget.
And are these grants all from the state?
Did we actually receive the grant yet?
We had money in a bank, yes. That's how I find out,
we
basically.
We received this grant.
Yes.
Yeah, we did receive this grant, okay.
Is this going to be a pass-through directly, the grant come in and it's going straight to the overtime?
Yes, I checked that and I think I supported, yes, it's a pro OPM and it's supporting overtime.
And is a grant from the state or
yes,
we know the source?
State.
Okay. Okay, so do we have a motion to pass the increased revenue of Agatha, your figures, I'm sorry, with $34,606.70 for overtime wages, for police overtime wages?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. And someone second?
Holly Rossetti second.
Thank you, Holly. And we will vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody, all in, not in favor, say, I'm sorry, Mark, I don't know the proper language here.
Everybody does it a little different.
Anybody opposed? Thank you.
Signify by saying aye.
All right. All right. Anyone opposed? Okay, we're good. Sorry, Mark.
It's going to be the motion was made as it is on the agenda. Is that correct, Rob?
Yes.
Okay. So noted. Okay.
Okay. So approval for incoming the state OPM grant. Okay. Next, Agatha. Point 12.
Next, number 12 is transfer to account from account. Again, same typo. What happened is our financial services, I did my due diligence to research a little bit more on this topic. So I gave you extensive kind of background on every year, the city outsourced payroll. And I had a hard time to close the year because I didn't see the budget for it properly stated. And I did the historical how we deal with this information on with this budget before, and apparently when we kind of naturally should be belongs to financial services in a finance office because it's a payroll function, and since we pay Paycor is our outsourced company and they charge directly to our bank account, we recognizing quite often was recognized not on monthly basis, just yearly basis. So right now, the previous year was like 33,000 short. Previous year's services, financial services or payroll related services were booked in different, totally different line items, including debt payments. So I would like to bring this to under my finance budget and has a regular line item so I can pay for payroll services on a regular basis. I'm right now recognizing payroll services to have a payroll done outside of our office on a monthly basis, and it's on average, I know what is coming in because bank reconciliation work now, so at least I can capture this expenditure on regular basis, not when audit is done. So I really need to cover this shortfall, which definitely will be billed through the year. And I did ask auditor about this line item, and he confirmed that this wasn't really budgeted last time. So I don't know what happened, but it's hard to imagine that I don't have money for already established outsourced payroll.
What actually are the services? You're talking about them balancing the bank account?
No, I'm talking about paying Paycor company to run our payroll checks or the direct deposits.
What are the services that we're paying for? That's what I'm wondering.
So we outsourcing payroll. We supply their we don't have even a module in our system. We enter online information, timesheets. They maintain employees. They maintain rates. Everything they pay our W-2s. They send our W-2s. So they basically kept our database for us, and they send us copies of stubs and actually payroll is done on a weekly basis. So that's why it's also I was saying this, it's more expensive because we're doing payroll on a weekly basis.
Didn't we always do it on a weekly basis though?
Yes, and I would like to change that. Would save money.
So is this 28,000 shortfall the total cost of the payroll service, or in addition?
No, it's more. It's I already had some money in this line. And I adding more money. It's going to be about last year was 33,000
in total.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you anticipate a savings to be by moving to bi-weekly payroll? I mean, I know that's not our agenda item here, but
I know that's a good question because I did analysis of fees, and basically it's a delivery fee and other fees. Frequency makes a big difference. It's, I would say 50% off. Or maybe 40% off. I would like to move that. It's just it's a net cost benefit with this fees and you know time. Most municipalities are doing biweekly, and we are trying to figure out how to do it. But that's the other way. Maybe you know save money.
Okay, and I just had one other question. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm still a little confused here because I did the payroll there. So I mean, I don't understand why there's that much of a difference. I mean, they're putting in all the changes in the rates. We don't do that.
We do that, but maintenance cost every payroll, it's almost like $2,000 per month.
Let me just close the loop, if I may, Chief of Staff Andrew Backlick. Jen, the same thing that's always been going on has been going on. The difference is it's never been called out in the budget. We've always paid a fee to Paycor. It's always been buried somewhere and always just paid. So I think all Agata's trying to do is bring all these things to the surface for you guys so we know when we go to budget time, hey, this is that $33,000 that we pay for payroll, because it's somehow one of those things that's just been buried in administrative costs.
Okay, so maybe we should set up a separate line item for it? To break it out, would that make better sense?
I agree. I originally thought this is the line when should be paid, but it's not enough money.
let me ask you, is that financial services line item is just the fees to Paycor?
So I think it's very generic terms, financial services. I saw many different things coded there and, you know, use this line, including, for example, when we using outside person, you know, like we had David, we use this line for, you know, outsourcing. So I can create separate line for payroll expense.
But this was in the treasurer's department or the finance department?
This is in finance department, but I think before I also saw this as in a different, it was in treasurer department. It was all over.
That was my question. What does that actually contain? So it's not just Paycor.
It's fees. Basically it's Paycor fees.
So it's more than Paycor fees.
In financial services?
Yes.
But are you saying, Agata, in this fiscal year, it's just Paycor?
I want to use this for Paycor, yeah.
Okay, and then... I just one other question. I think, Andrew, you kind of said this already. This is something that the town has kind of been paying for anyway. It's just been buried in different spots of the budget. So this would be something that we thought was a surplus of cash that we're reallocating into the budget, right? Is that how that works? Or was this money accounted for elsewhere?
So I'm looking at the, so to me, how I understand, because the overall budget is, there's no really extra money outside of the budget. Budget has specific lines which serves as a contingency to support budget. And that's the line I'm using because there I cannot go to public works or police to ask for money for my specific line. They're not gonna give me money. I have specific line, which is emergency. I would say it's called contingency. It's normal contingency lines, which you have to have sound budget. Otherwise I have to go and say, I'm not paying or I'm not doing payroll. Or other situations. There is a situation when we need to use our contingency lines. And currently our contingency line is listed in a specific line item. I'm gonna send you guys appropriation summary to just get familiar where we putting things. And for example, special working trial balance has 205,000 budget and special working trial balance has 200,000, sorry. 205. Which one is that? Special working balance has a 205 as contingency at this point.
So just to, again, to close the loop and to answer your question, Jen, more directly, yes, we were taking other financial services out of this line previously, whether it was outsourced third party, temporary finance director that we had, bookkeeping services. We were kind of using that financial services line appropriately, I think. But again, I get to try to make it more specific to park the payroll services there. Is that correct, Agatha? That's what you're looking to do?
Yes. And then, I did create separate lines for specific. I like to have separation of those things, but I can basically change this name from financial services to Paycor.
Well,
that's
easy
how it is.
Just again, and I don't mean to butt in here. I know this is everybody's first meeting for a lot of people. I think what'll have to happen is this budget that you guys are going to be responsible for creating. I think you have to name these things so they make sense to you. They probably make sense to Judy. They probably make sense to Rose and Rob and folks who've been on before. But I think what I'm just trying to do is the same thing. Set up the chart of accounts. So A, it makes sense to everybody, but B, so it can be read by people who are not necessarily on this tax board or work in City Hall every day. So that's going to take some time because it didn't always exist that way. We've kind of adopted the same terminology year over year. And Agatha has had the opportunity to kind of really run through that and try to figure out why some things are named what they are, why money is parked in different places. So you'll have the opportunity with the new budget to fix all this. In the meantime, what you're seeing tonight on your agenda is a bunch of administrative cleanup that just needs to be done. And we try to get it done before the end of the calendar year. So I think I can apologize on behalf of the administration and say that you guys didn't have any lead time on a lot of this. Robert's rules, any of that. We hope to get all that done in the next month or so. But in the meantime, tonight is really about Agatha being able to do her job in some of these things just for by the nature of them require your approval as a board. But there really a lot of them are kind of administrative functions that in the long run probably don't ever need to see the light of day again once you get this budget set the way you want it to be set and this is moving forward.
Understood. Well said. Any other questions, thoughts?
Yes. This is Roberto. Can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead, Roberto.
Yeah, I just wanted it to clarify because Agatha made a good point and I appreciate her work. But with respect to creating this as a new line item, so we have the Paycor, and then I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Agatha, the fees, the administrative fees in processing payroll once a week, if we do it every 2 weeks, we're going to save on a lot of, you know, administrative fees that was charged by Paycor for us. So we'll be saving that way, correct?
Yes, and that's my take on it, but it's we went through the process. We almost ready to go, but let's face it, we have a different unions And moving forward, it's just a good finding good timing and right people to do it too, because it is a little bit, you know, unusual situation. And most municipalities have done it. It's just I don't have enough time right now to go through this process. This is on my to-do list.
Okay, and that usually comes from union negotiations on paydays, on when they're going to get paid, or does that has to do anything with collaborating with an agreement with the labor and management and the ways they get paid?
We've already jumped through those hoops, Roberto, to your point, where we've negotiated for two of the different unions to switch to biweekly. They've agreed to that with notice. And Agatha makes a really good point. We've had difficulty actually executing the change just by, you know, being a little short-staffed and having a lot of other things going on. So that's in the works to be able to execute that. I'd like to see it executed certainly by the time you guys are ready to adopt the new budget, so you'd have some real numbers to be working with.
No, thank you for letting me understand that clearer, both of you guys. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Absolutely. And appreciate all the patience. Go ahead, Jennifer. Sorry.
Okay. I'm just wondering, where did we pay that from before?
From Treasury budget line, from debt service. And last year, 2020, auditor did some adjustments. And I have no clue how he went through this adjustment, but wasn't really from, actually last year I did into financial services, and we have a negative balance basically, never covered it. I put it in this line last year. So I had ability to do last year, and I know it's in financial services.
What are we paid so far from that this year? I mean, what
this
are we?
$12,000.
Just $12,000 from financial services this year.
Yes, $12,670. So we are already. The budget has financial services. I don't know what's under what's there, but it's $6,700. It's already in original budget, so I'm adding additional money.
Okay, I mean, and what was that for? Because we're putting, what, $28,000 into it now?
Yeah, I don't know what was in financial services for. I don't have a detail.
Find out for me, please?
I'm sorry?
Would you be able to find that out for me, please?
What was for this budget?
Yeah, 67. What was actually paid from that into that so far this year? What actually not paid into it? What was actually it was used for?
Financial services? That's what you're asking?
Yes.
Pay
or
fees.
You could just kind of, you know, break it down. You don't have to do it right now. I don't want to put you on the spot right now, but if you could just like break that down for me so I'd have, so we kind of have an idea.
Okay. There's a journal entries for Paycor statements, which they take money automatically. So
okay.
I can run it.
Able to print out that.
Yeah,
that
I can get detail. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. I think anything else on that before we take a motion to approve the budgeted shortfall of payroll services? Okay, Mark, can I make a motion or do I have to have someone else do it?
Technically, as chair, you're not supposed to. I mean, you could step away from the chair to make the motion and so forth, but I don't think, I mean, it's better to have somebody else to properly. That's the better.
Thank you. Okay, so we need a motion to move forward.
This is Roberto. I wouldn't mind making a motion to accept it with the exception of the request that Jennifer had made on the line items on the fiscal services and making sure that it's all coming out for the Paycor and the printout and to make sure there's a contingency that the amount we're transferring is the amount set.
Okay, can we second that?
Yep, I second that, Holly Rossetti.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. And I believe we have one more agenda point. The agenda item number 13. Agatha, I still think we're in your court. Estimated budget projections for fiscal year 22.
So I have, I'm getting some review. I'm reviewing current budget. It's half a year. Tomorrow we have a rating reviews and with Standard and Poor, and they're asking lots of financial information about the city, how we end up fiscal year, how we doing this year, what's projection. And I think because it's a pretty fresh and pretty good information, I thought we may share what we, I think it's a good time to start thinking how we're gonna finish this year and how we plan to finish this year and what we should be planning in the next budget session. So after reviewing last year, we apparently don't have a budget yet, financial reports yet, but I'm putting stuff together and I'm looking at the numbers. I'm waiting for Board of Education to provide me to more latest number for audit. Well, I would love to have an audit done by end of the January. I'm done with city side, but audit is also done on a Board of Education side. So I'm waiting for Board of Ed to give me more to give auditor final numbers so we can issue the audit. When audit is done, we may, I anticipate very strong fund balance, which is outside of the current budget. However, with this in mind, I need to understand what we getting into in this fiscal year, how we're gonna end up. And I noticed few, problems with the revenues and few problems with expenditures. So let's talk about revenues. We revenues coming from different angles and most important are taxes. So I assume that, the mill rate was lower than year before. So we may not be able to, with the collection rates and a review of how we're collecting taxes, we may not be able to, receive all the revenue from tax as a tax revenue. That's my, very, this is important part to get the revenue in. The next part will be your grants. State grants were overestimated in a 2022 budget. And one of the grant was kind of, we were hoping to receive this grant. It's called Distress Municipalities, but this grant was really not in a pipe. Right now, we're not getting this grant. So we short on revenue in a grant department. And it's pretty substantial. It's about, excuse me?
How short?
This grant is about $1 million short. But we can also, I was looking at the grants on the other side of the budget. I find that we counted twice, for example, debt service, which is only should be paid once. So it was like omission or something incorrectly projected. It was double counted. So we're saving about $400,000 on this omission. And also we're gonna be getting more grants. I reach out to the state grant rep and he said there is some small grants we may be getting like MRSA grant, which is like 100,000. There was other grant, which we may probably get a FEMA grant for 50,000. So there is more grants are coming in, smaller ones, which we did not anticipate it in a current budget. So at this point, I would say we need to plan and figure out where else we may have shortfalls or where we can have savings. I think there's, last year we end up very strong, but with current budget, we may need to really, start thinking, planning ahead how we can close this gap on shortfall in revenue.
I just have a couple questions on a couple things that you said. So first of all, you mentioned the mill rate being lower. So are you saying because the mill rate's lower, our anticipated revenue for taxes is going to miss, or is it that we're struggling to actually collect the tax dollars?
Both. I think it's both, because so the way how I compare last year incoming revenue 2021 and the current budget is lower, basically. So I'm thinking how we structure this you know, we didn't have to have so many taxes, but, you know, supporting if we have situation like, you know, we don't collect enough, that's what kind of putting us in a bad place.
And then my second question was, do you, based on some of what you just threw out there, and again, I know this isn't precise, but are you saying the shortfall might fall somewhere around $600,000? You said we're about 100
or 400, you know, give or take, depends.
On the grant revenue?
On grant revenue, because we still don't know how we, you know, some of the grants are coming like in April. So, you know, the biggest grant, like ECS grant, you know, last year was shortfall, but maybe this year it's adjusted. So we don't know yet. It's a good thing we have to get the audit out, so, you know, adjustment can be made within this fiscal year. So there is substantial shortfall can be, but also, you know, we still have 6 months to maybe collect some taxes we should be collecting. And, you know, going forward to making sure we increase our collection rates, which are now like 97.7%. Also, I was reviewing some, you know, that there's more things into it. We don't have tax collector right now formally. So, you know, I'm struggling with keeping up with tax reporting. And that's the other thing, you know. There's lots of stuff. It's not really, could be done better, I would say.
So if we counted in that $1 million grant and we never got it, are we doing the same thing if we count on these other grants? And what if they never come through?
So most of the grants are entitled. Those are my entitlements we receive, definitely. Until you know, final numbers in a bank, we never know. But I think some of those grants are pretty standard. This one was pretty non.
Why would we count in $1 million if we weren't guaranteed that we were going to get it? Just trying to get some ideas here. I mean, I'm new at all this, so I'm just going to throw out every question off the top of my head just to make me understand.
So I think when budget was put in, there used to be a grant, old-fashioned distress municipality grant, which came before, but this time wasn't really, you know, we counted on it, but maybe wasn't really available, and state was not clear on the motion.
We know what the grant was for, what it was supposed to be titled for. I mean, the state representatives to see if they can't get us that grant.
I think this grant was discontinued. I did reach out to state and a few places, and no one really can tell that this is. Some grants are really evolving. They're changing the way how they supply grants to the cities. And
that just puts me back to why would we, if that grant got discontinued, why would we count on any other grants until we have the money? It's like my own home checkbook. I wouldn't write out a check for something if the money wasn't there.
So most of those grants are feasible to receive, and that only this one wasn't really. I don't know. I wasn't really part of the budget, but I think sometimes, if you know, we need to know that certain grants are coming, and some grants are maybe discontinued, and that's how you build this up. And also, you know, the budget deliberation is a little bit different than, you know, state level.
And I just had one other question. You know, going back to the tax collection, you had mentioned we have an opening in the tax collector position anyway. You said our collection rate is around 97% compared to other municipalities. Is that good, bad? Is that?
So I think, yeah, I don't know. Basically, it's 97. It's average for I think for distressed municipality. So some of the municipality like Woodbridge, I think it's 99%. You know, I work with AAA city town, and they have 99.5. And you know, this is moving target. Some people, some places taking like 5 years average, just to be safe. I think current budget was calculated on 99. So collection rates are across different real estate, supplemental. The other positive line, I just got received information this morning from assessor. We getting, obviously, we know that vehicles are priced higher now. So we may have additional money coming from supplemental revenue taxes. So right now we're putting additional, I think $10 million was assessed higher on supplemental. So we may have additional money coming from supplemental grant list.
Okay.
So that's positive too. Maybe we don't have a gap if we collect all supplemental money. But the collection rate and supplemental rate are really not so good, I would say. And we're talking about a few hundred thousand, you know?
Right.
What about come January when the second half of taxes are due, people start paying them?
Yeah, that's the time to you know, follow up later on with delinquent taxes. I don't think we send out delinquent taxes as we should quite often. So that has to be done by good tax collector.
Because we always do the budget with the 99% tax return, and it's always been there. So if you're saying it's 97 right now, the chances are when the people start paying the second half of taxes next month, you know, it'll go back up.
So that's the information I have. I just wonder, because we could do the process. Next time I'm going to send probably... just for information, I put revenues together and expenditures together and show you how we roll the budget, I would say. Budget should be really about, you know, meeting revenue through expenditures. So until, you know, and last year we had some savings. We had some savings in a different area, but the way how we can, you know, allocate, you know, sometimes when you have an uncertainty like that, we may freeze the budget, you know, or things, you know, that's the power I think someone has to execute this. But as of now, I would say approach with a careful approach, how we look at the numbers and be aware of this.
How do we decide, like, if we're being careful, how do we decide what budget or what grants to put in the budget? Who makes that decision? I mean, is it something that we collaboratively do and say, okay, add it?
So in February, a budget for 23 is already set. I receive information from a state, so it's biannual budget. So I have a confirmation numbers. So when the budget was passed in a state, I in August, I think, or September or November, we received like final numbers, and I was trying to go with, you know, an individual basis, and I was looking for grants we budgeted. So they already established by the state, and that's what we're putting in our budget.
So, okay, I got to clarify this a little more for me. So the state establishes that they're going to give it to us. We added it into our revenue, and then they said, no, we're not going to give it to you? Help
so,
me understand this here.
so the budget...
I'm still kind of surprised at the million that we added it in, and then they pulled it out for... That's a lot of money for them to pull out the rug out from under our feet.
So Jennifer, I'll jump in on that. Last year when we were adopting our budget cycle is different than that of the state. So what Agata is saying is that the budget has now been presented and adopted to us for the next 3 years. When we were doing the budget deliberations last year with an interim finance director, we were given different numbers from the governor's office, the appropriations committee of the state, as well as our state representatives and state senator who represent us. All of those numbers came back with that number inclusive in there. And then when the budget was finally adopted, which, forgive me, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, you may know the timelines. When did the state actually adopt their budget? And now Dr. Conway will also know, after we adopted ours. And there's different things that have come through that were unanticipated positive, and to Agata's point, different things that have come through unanticipated negative. And until we get our audit numbers and until everything really comes through during your budget process, we really won't know where we net out. But all we do know is, to Agata's point, the grant allocations over the next 2 years, we actually have a shorthand paper that Agata and I were looking at today that shows what those numbers are. So those will all be shared with you guys along the way. And when it comes time to adopt this year's budget, you have to make some educated decisions as to what you want to allocate and for as anticipated revenues.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Sorry, the state budget was passed after, at some point, I think, very shortly after the city passed its budget in the end of May. But everything that was in the budget, except for this $1 million, was included. And the city was told that we were not going to get the $1 million. The election's over, so we could just, you know, we just have to move forward. But I raised it. So if I raised it, and it was raised by others, because it was said that we were not going to get that $1 million. So basically, we included $1 million in revenue that we knew we weren't going to get. So, and that is the stuff that gets us into trouble.
We knew we weren't going to get it.
Well, that's the stuff that, I mean, parties aside and the election's over, I'm not talking about that. But that's the stuff, that's the kind of decision-making that gets us in trouble.
Well, exactly, Mark. So, but George Cabrera also said that we were getting this. So if you want to go back to this, our state senator was saying, and I had conversations with him. I'm just letting you know, I know the election's over, but George Cabrera was the one that said that we were getting this too. So just to have my piece on this. Well, okay.
Bottom line is, I would just encourage this board to be vigilant and diligent in making sure that we budget prudently and accurately with what the state is.
Oh, no, absolutely. And especially if our state senators and our reps tell us we're getting something. If we can't trust them, Mark, you know, what are we going to do? But anyways, please move forward.
There was documentation, the stuff that came directly from the state said we weren't.
There was documentation from George that, you know, spoke to us about this too. So let's move forward, please.
My goal is to expand a little budget. So budget, I work with a very extensive budget document in my previous job. And this budget, I have to share with you, it doesn't have enough. I would say I would need to build more budget. My software is pretty old, and I have to also, you know, to me as a new person, I don't have much to learn about budget here because it's limitations on what we have. But usually the budget document could show more, you know, how we're planning stuff, where money coming from, where is the shortfall, where is, you know, increase. And I think maybe this year we may have some little goal to be more transparent on budgetary side. We can create like extra documents, maybe. Maybe not 200 pages I work with, but at least not one page document, because it helps to understand the budget. It's a communication tool. It's a planning tool. And I hope we can, you know, bring, you know, budget to the kind of little extra level to give insight what we, you know, trying to budget at least, because it is budget, balanced budget. But, you know, the perspective, which one revenue is playing the most important role, you know, some cities sometimes just don't like budgeting many grants because they're not sure about it. you know, they don't apply for the grants because it's time consuming. The wealthy municipalities don't really, you know, play with small numbers, but I think we're getting plenty of grants available for Derby, and we may be, you know, coming with from this experience pretty stronger too.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I appreciate what you're saying, Agatha, and I think just to make this long point short, it's with respect to the anticipated grants that are going to come in that we have to at least allocate a certain amount of monies going to the different departments. But at the same time, I agree with Jennifer is, and you also saying that we have to be more transparent on the distribution, the incoming, and how do we spend it and where is it going, more accurate than, you know, in the past.
Well said. Agatha, anything else on this agenda point?
So this is the tabled item. I have a last item on agenda is a table item. This is the situation we didn't pass. I don't want to remove from the agenda. We're going to keep eye on this. This is another grant we received. I think I have to think more about this, how we going to use, how we going to generate money towards this grant. There is different versions of how to, you know, we have an ARPA federal grant, and I just need to double check certain things. I don't have enough, you know, information. We're getting lots of grants, which, you know, we need to really place on a map of our ledger, but I don't have kind of ledger also. So it's hard to work with certain items right away. So this time, this was tabled, and I think next time maybe when meet, I explain more about the last tabled number. That's kind of keeping, just don't forget about stuff we talk in November.
Okay, so this will be, do we need a motion here, Mark, no, to table this, or are we okay to just keep this on the agenda for next meeting?
It's a placeholder.
Okay, all right. And let me just ask you, looking at that real quick, I know you have some work to do, but this is basically saying there's an additional grant of $59,645 coming into the city, and some of that is going to be allocated towards the body cams and licenses for the police department?
Yes. We already have cameras, yeah, but you know, we're waiting for the grant to come. We don't know when and how much.
Okay. Questions, comments from the board on that? Anything before we move on?
No, as Agatha said, just Roberto, let's keep this as a place card there and table it until we get more information.
Yeah.
Okay. Agatha, anything else for us?
No.
Okay. Mark, do we need to motion to adjourn? How do we close the meeting?
Oh, that's the highest honor. You and usually the quickest motion to come out, so...
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion, Rose.
Make a motion first.
I thought Roberto
made the motion, and it's Mr. Chair, if you just denote the time when you call the adjournment.
Okay, so we'll be adjourning at 7:24 p.m.
Have a great holiday, everybody. Enjoy with your families.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for working through
it. Happy holidays, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye.